You are listening to Deep Focus. I'm your host, Mitch Goldman. It's February of 2018. This is part three of our Deep Focus on Jerry Allen with Eric Person as our guest. That moment of that breath between the end of the song and the start of the applause, it's like going over the top of the big hill on the roller coaster or something, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, when I've been in concerts where I'm listening to the music and I'm feeling like, man, that was great. And they're having that pause, I try and jump in there first and start the clapping, you know.
I'm sure there are people who came in the middle of that and are scooping their chins up off the floor. That was the fantastic Jerry Allen with Paul Motion and Charlie Hayden in Groningen, Netherlands, December of 1990, and Ornette Coleman's Lonely Woman. Quite a statement to open a set, especially when you have one of the musicians on the bandstand who helped create that song. It's part of the origination of it. The show is called Deep Focus, and our focus tonight has been on this group, and the focuser is Eric Person. What do you think, man?
Sure,
focus.
Sure.
Focus for us. I need focus.
I mean, you know, she threw everything but the kitchen sink in that solo.
And then
the thing is, you know, she just knew the history of the piano, what the piano could do. You know, it was an orchestra in her hands, you know. So, I mean, she just played everything and but still sounded like herself, you know.
Yeah.
And that's where it's genius, you know.
Yeah, she kind of, I love the opening of the piece. I mean, you hear Charlie Hayden's tuning up. Or wait, no, he's not tuning up.
Yeah.
And then they're kind of getting into it, but they don't actually state the melody of the song until they've already been kind of laid the groundwork for it. And she kind of reorchestrated, you know, it's a simple melodic line with that created by Ornette on alto saxophone, and here's a piano with all these. And I know it's funny. Ornette did not work with a lot of
piano players.
Yeah.
But he worked with Jerry Allen. Yeah.
And I think of people of that generation sometimes in conversations I had. Eric Person and I spent quite a bit of time in the company of Ronald Shannon Jackson. Shannon almost never had keyboard players, and he said he didn't want the kind of determination of the chromatic environment that you could get with a keyboard. But she like reorchestrates that melody in a way that really honors it and brings new things out of it.
I think, too, I mean, I know Shannon said that, and other people, I mean, I worked with Chico, too, Chico Hamilton, and he never used a piano.
Right. He was famous for that. He was one of the...
Yeah. He was, you know, big on guitar. But the thing is, I think one of the things is it's not just harmonic that they're feeling boxed in. A lot of piano players aren't rhythmic, you know, so... Chico was never a bebop guy, and Shannon obviously wasn't a bebop guy. So it's not just about chords. It's not just that. It's about rhythm.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And then the whole concept of harmonic was, you know, mixing those things, rhythm, harmony, melody, equal, you know. So can't use you if you're not rhythmic, you know.
Well, Jerry Allen.
Undoubtedly rhythmic.
quite so. She did some kind of back in that sort of heavy hands kind of percussive thing that she was doing in London, and also kind of not in a way, sort of some overlap with her approach on Round Midnight, that linear melodic approach as well. And responding. They're all, yeah. I think one of the things that makes that song so vaunted in people's imagination is the immediacy and the flow that Ornette had with that group with Charlie Hayden on bass. And these three.
Well, I have to say, I went and saw Ornette Coleman one time, and that was when he was at Lincoln Center. I saw the Skies of America performance.
I was there that
time. Okay. I wanted to see the performance with Jerry, and I think what it was I had, it was like, I was looking at, okay, on one hand, we got the symphony orchestra. You don't see symphony orchestra that much, and Ornette with symphony orchestra. Then we got the, you know, quintet with Jerry Allen.
I'll catch that next time.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm. Oh, brother.
I know. Yes, she was, she was a, it says a lot. It says a lot that he chose her for the group.
Yeah.
And his, I think Ornette Coleman's shadow does, I won't say his shadow looms over this group. I will say that it informs. And he was still active, working, composing, musician in 1990.
But not to cut you, but the thing is, I think... his presence is there. I mean, but, people create a mythology around these artists, you know, obviously Miles is one of the biggest mythology around himself of any musicians, you know, and, Ornette doesn't have that, you know, he's more, if anything, a reclusive kind, or he was a kind of reclusive, you know, genius that produces out music, and that's hard to get close to anyway. So even though his presence is in these tunes, and probably they probably drawing from his influence and everything in one way, shape, or form, it because that mythology is not around him. It's like. It's not like tangible for me, you know.
Okay, yeah.
I know that's a weird conversation, but he's there. But if they were playing Miles's music, I think people would be like, "Why I hear Miles's spirit all up in that music," you know.
Yeah.
But it's there.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it's I hear that song in Ornette's voice on his instrument, and. They just brought a whole lot of new things to it. And it's a beautiful song. And there, right in the center of it, is Charlie Hayden, who's played on it with Ornette Coleman when he first created it. And again, I mean, all of these compositions are just perfect opportunities for these three to just shine together. We haven't said a lot about Paul Motion, and his swing and his joy and his sound are just right in there. I think he's bringing a lot to it. And I think he wrote this next tune, Fiasco. I think that's one of his.
Okay.
So we are listening to this live recording. It is, you can, if you want to find records or CDs or digital downloads of Jerry Allen, Paul Motion, Charlie Hayden, you will find them. If you want to find other albums that Jerry Allen made, you will find them. And you should. They are, I don't think she had a clam in the bunch. They're all great. Many different concepts and formats and collaborations. Mm-hmm. And we are marking her having left us June of last year at the age of 60. Seems like, as you were saying, so a youthful, buoyant, emerging 60.
Yeah, something about...
Not a resting on the laurels 60.
Not Harley. And, you know, the thing is, the thing about Jerry Allen that made her so unique tune, and I'm not saying she's the only one ever did this, obviously, but in her own unique way, she brought all these styles together. You know, it was like the tradition was sitting right there with the avant-garde, you know.
Yes.
You know, the modal jazz was sitting there right with the tunes full of changes, you know, and she had a command over it all.
Yes.
And again, I have to emphasize, without that formalized, you know, redundancy that certain artists can have, when you hear them, they project this thing like, hey, you know, I play like this, I do this, and then you get that, and then you don't get nothing else. But she didn't have that.
We always love that.
Mm-hmm.
Musicians who bring the whole package.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rahsaan Roland Kirk.
Rahsaan Roland
always
Kirk.
Brought the whole package.
Man. Oh man, it's
Jackie Byard always brought the whole package.
No doubt. No doubt.
Jerry Allen's one of those.
One of those.
Yes.
And it's a way to stay uncategorizable in a certain way. But I think more so than that is it shows her respect for tradition. Her respect for tradition and the tradition within jazz that's supposed to be respected just as much as the tradition, which is, you know, the exploratory aspect of the music.
That is the tradition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah. Okay, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're on the bandstand. We are in Groningen. We flew into Amsterdam, into Schiphol Airport, and drove about 3 hours north to this lovely little town with the streetcars and university. Mm. Eric, you remember so well.
kind of, sort of.
It's a nice town. It's a very nice town. Lovely people. Mm. So, there we are in Groningen at the Oosterpoort Jazz Marathon 1990. Jerry Allen on piano, Paul Motion playing the drums, Charlie Hayden playing the bass. And this, I believe, it's Paul Motion's composition, Fiasco. It's the show's called Deep Focus. I'm Mitch Goldman, WKCR with Eric Person.
Eric Person here. But, you know, we were just saying that we haven't hardly got any phone calls tonight. Usually we get a lot of phone calls, and then we realize that the ringer was off.
I think we didn't pay the bill.
I think. The ringer was off.
At least the lights are still on this time. That's what I tell you, man.
So. Oof. Let's invite somebody, you know, if they wanted to call and ask.
Who's you answering the phones?
Oh, well, no, you're the closest.
Oh,
but
I see. All right.
What's
All
the
right.
number again?
I forget. It's 212-854-9920.
Yeah.
That's the number.
Yeah, if somebody has something,
if
you know,
you have something
pertinent,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, and you want to talk to Eric or
right.
me.
All right, yeah.
Share some thoughts.
Yeah.
Otherwise, enjoy the music on WKCR. I would hate for Charlie Haden to know that I'm talking over his solo. Charlie, I'm so sorry. I hate to have to do it. But 3 hours, once again, it just zipped by.
Zoomed by.
Zoomed and zipped. And zipped. Yeah.
All the Z's.
All the any of them. The show's called Deep Focus. We're listening... my name is Mitch Goldman, here with Eric Person. We've got the focus has been on Jerry Allen in the company of Charlie Haden and Paul Motion. I don't know what to say, Eric. What do we say? How can we bring it all on home?
This was magnificent.
Really was a treat, man. I'm so glad you chose Jerry Allen.
Yeah.
I love this band. I love going to see this band. I love playing their records on the radio. And I love them all the more now, having spent this time with her. And still heartbreaking that she's gone.
Oh yeah, no doubt. It's I think it rips us all off, you know, because it would have been wonderful to see her progression as an artist continue. And since she was such a risk taker in a lot of ways, you know, that's the kind of artist you want to follow. You know.
Deep Focus will be back in 2 weeks. We've got your neighbor, near neighbor, Stephen Bernstein coming up. We've got a very special Deep Focus planned.
Okay.
Got some more coming down the road, so keep it tuned right here, 89.9 WKCR-FM New York, WKCR-HD1, WKCR.org. Eric Person, you can find ericperson.com, ericperson.com. Eric Person fan page at WKCR at Facebook.com. Eric Person at Twitter.
Yeah.
And
ericperson.com.
Eric Person, I said that. You're not paying attention.
I'm looking for the numbers to go up. I'm going to be checking tomorrow.
That's right. That's right. All right. Well, keep it. What else? We have anything else we need to drop on them?
I guess that's it for now. Till next time.
Yeah.
You know?
We got to do another one. Another
one
soon.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right. I'm Mitch Goldman. And
they're applauding you.
Yeah. Oh, come on. You know, that's my people up there in the cheap seats. That's my crowd.
Nosebleed.
Keep it tuned right here. The Crack WKCR news team with all the headlines and more coming up in Lake City Edition in just a bit.